Bill Marolt was saluted on what he's accomplished as CEO of the Ski Association since he assumed the job in 1996. Bob Wheaton, general manager at Deer Valley, offered a perspective he said was pretty mind-boggling on the nearly 100 years of the Winter Olympics.
Since 1924, USSA has won 94 Olympic medals. Since 1924. In Bill's 18 years of tenure as a CEO at USSA, that accounts for 70 of 94 Olympic medals. Talk about results. Holy smokes.
He noted that USSA won 21 Alpine medals at the Vancouver Olympics and 17 at the Sochi Games.
In Sochi, if Park City were its own country, we would have been third in Olympic medals. Park City!
Wheaton said that when Marolt started, the situation at USSA was tumultuous and there were challenges on the local and international front. He said, though, in time, Marolt was noticed by the FIS, the International Ski Federation.
And again, with all due respect, that organization is the epitome of the good old boys club. To watch Bill get inserted into that group, and I'm watching all these good old boys, and they're going, okay, so who's this guy? And, you know, at that point, USSA, again, with all due respect, was hardly a player in the international arena. And it didn't take those guys very long to look at Bill and Bill's ideas and then to watch the results of the organization that Bill was able to put together. And all of a sudden, all the attention went on that gentleman right there on the international arena.
Also speaking, Park City Mayor Jack Thomas said Marolt and the USSA has helped sustain the dreams of youth. He added Marolt has been willing to adapt to changes in winter sports.
I remember when the free ride movement came in and we started in looking at half-pipe skiers and slope-style skiers. And I think before that, he thought that a switch 1080 with a mute grab was something that was in a teenage ninja mutant movie. I had no idea that it had anything to do with skiing. And he was gracious enough to get a couple bandit kids that looked like they came from East L.A. to come in and explain what the sport was, one of them being my son, and embrace that whole process.
In accepting the award, Marolt said he had some great partners in the Park City community, the operators of the three ski resorts, the Chamber Bureau, and the legacy of the facilities built for the 2002 Olympics. He said all of them believe in youth.
We offer the opportunity for them to do something really positive. And young people, if you provide them the direction, you provide them the environment, they'll never let you down. You got to call a question occasionally. You got to challenge them. But at the end, they will never let you down. And you see that over and over and over. Every year, there's another young person that comes out of this program and comes onto the U.S. ski team.
Finally, he said the future of the USSA is bright.
We have established a foundation. There is direction, but the work is never done. You know, our philosophy is keep your eye on the horizon. Enjoy what you've done from time to time, but keep your eye on the horizon. Keep challenging yourselves. Best in the world doesn't come easy. And to be best in the world is going to be more and more of a challenge every year. But that's what makes it fun. That's what makes it great.
Bill Marolt, recipient of this year's Miles Reiteman Hospitality Award. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.